mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John B. Wells has been our guest for the last 50 minutes or so. He joins us in this first little segment of this hour. Then Webster Tarpley on the economy, on Libya. He joined us yesterday. He's popping back in today because of these big developments. He's recently been to Libya. We're talking again to John B. Wells. Look, your survival instincts, all of your survival instincts are kicking in, but the mind control system will try to create a conscious fear so you will divert your own instinctive concerns into that. And go ahead, comment on that.
Well, again, there's a psychological war that's being waged against us, and that's precisely what it is designed to do, is make you subservient to this coming system. I mean, the thing that George W. Bush said about out of these troubled times, our objective, a new world order, can emerge. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one we have known. You know, it's like somebody said one time, people will tell you their bad intentions if you just allow yourself to hear it. And I think he said that, he used the term New World Order over 100 times in his administration. That's so frightening in itself. But again, there's no doubt that this is an orchestrated effort. It's undeniable. Nobody wants it. People just want to live their lives and go along, make a little money, enjoy their families, this and that. But this is what we got to do.
Well, instead of just pushing back to get them off our backs, we've got to rout these parasite control freaks out. Just like when they try to tell people, you know, your grandpa in World War II veteran dies, you go to the Houston VA cemetery, one of the biggest in the country, and they say you can't have a priest or a pastor here to pray. You've got to get aggressive and go after them. And the federal court, first the Pentagon denied it, turned out they'd ordered it. Again, they're always behind the scenes trying to create basically a Soviet America for the bankers. They don't want freedom, and they want to have population reduction, and they want to shut down our free speech. That's why it's so important now to support alternative media more than ever. In closing, what's your view on the Internet kill switch and FEMA coming up later this month, next month, testing takeover systems of radio?
Well, it's just they're going to begin rubbing it in our faces now because we haven't been able to stop them from doing it, except in isolated cases. We haven't been able to stop them from invading our privacy. Just everybody keep in mind that while they are able to log every keystroke, every email, everything that you do is stored somewhere, including conversations on your cell phone. Just remember something that old Chicago criminal lawyer told me one time, who's recently passed away. Don't ever say anything over a phone or in an email or a text message that you wouldn't want repeated or played back in front of a federal grand jury. So just let discretion be your guide. But more than that, reconnect with your true character. Whatever that is, good character or bad character, pick a side. We're out of time. We're out of time. It's just about game time. So decide what side you're going to be on and go there. If you're going to be one of these people out there that says, well, I'm worth more than $7 an hour, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I want you to give it to me. Forget about it. You're not going to get it. The only thing that you're going to get is what you're given. You're not going to be able to make a life for yourself. It's going to be made for you. And then what? You're assigned an apartment. You're assigned a little card as to whether or not you can even drive a car. Is that what, if that's the life you want, just sit there and do nothing. Otherwise, participate in this great event. Put this thing back like it was. Nobody has improved upon the wheel. There are always going to be injustices to overcome. Work on that. But for God's sake, hold on to the foundation. And that foundation is the United States Constitution. That is what has enabled us to do what no other nation or combination of nations have been able to do in 235 years. If you're 50 years old, you've been alive more than 20% of the time that this nation's even been in existence.
Be part of it. You. Be part of it. Breathe life. Life back into the spirit of 1776 and liberty, or bow your knee to total tyranny and submit to being a slave. John B. Wells, incredible interview. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you. Amazing.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 21st day of October, 2011. We are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Naomi Wolf, who was arrested at Occupy Wall Street, will give us her perspective in a brief interview coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get her take on it as a Rhodes Scholar and as an establishment leftist who has criticized the police state of George W. Bush and now of Barack Obama. She's one of the more fair people out there. So we want to get her perspective on it, the best-selling author joining us at the bottom of the hour. We got Bob Chapman popping in, as he does every Friday, on the big economic developments in Europe and around the world. The admission now that this country, by more and more economists, is in a depression, never left the deep recession. And this is an engineered implosion of our society. We'll also talk with Bob about the $79 trillion. That's in even USA Today and Reuters. Bloomberg broke it 2 days ago. I know I've been mentioning it the last few days because it's a big deal. $79 trillion in additional derivatives now that has been moved over to the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation. And William K. Black, the former top federal regulator that prosecuted a lot of these crooks in the last round 15 years ago, he's come out and said this will be the destruction of Bank of America. And with it, the U.S. economy. They are going to sign us on to $79 trillion. And they're going to have Herman Cain on the fake right pushing 9999999. In fact, there's an article out today. It's up at Infowars.com. Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital. I'm going to work on him, getting him on the nightly news tonight, saying the hidden nine of Herman Cain. That's right, because there's the 9% that they're going to have for the income tax. He doesn't discuss the 9% or so for Social Security FICA. He doesn't support the employee matching, employer matching of that. Oh, you didn't know employers have to match that? So you're getting paid $20 an hour. You're really getting paid about $26, $27 an hour. But that money's paid to the government, not counting the money they then take out of your check on top of it. See, it's all this hidden taxation you don't see till you actually write the checks. I write the checks. I see it all. And a lot of people say, Alex, you ought to just tell the IRS that's private and, you know, works for the private Federal Reserve to go to Hades. We pick our battles here, ladies and gentlemen. The federal courts have a 98% conviction rate. Federal courts sentenced black people to death 160-170 years ago who ran away from their plantations. So I'm going to pick my battles. They have rigged juries, total criminals running them, most of them on the take. Most of the government is criminal narcotics traffickers or paid by that $500 billion a year they used to pay their criminal army. And so I follow all the fake rules, all the fake laws, all the fake garbage so I can be 100% strong and upfront here covering real information. Now, I do confront naked body scanners. I do confront internal checkpoints and get in the police face and say no to that, because it's an absolute clear and present hardcore manifestation of classical tyranny. But when you get down to the king's men and the taxation system, that is something that we languish under. But I'm now digressing. The point is that the globalists are basically exempt from taxation and regulation. And they want to jack up taxes now to pay down the derivatives bubble that they've had their operatives, that they spent decades getting into every power position and every regulatory position at the SEC, Congress, Federal Reserve, and Treasury. And they're dropping the hammer. They always intended to saddle us with their debt. They bought the world through fraud with the Ponzi money, but then, holding the world hostage, they bring us fully under their economic control and give the private banks governance powers, as is now happening with the Super Congress here in the U.S., as is now happening with the Euro takeover in Europe. It's here. Full bankster occupation, full domination, the end of America, the end of liberty, total tyranny. And a physical oppression with domestic police, domestic secret police, domestic federal police, local police, federalized deputies, spying threat fusion centers. They're in the news now admitting what we've known for 20 years. The Pentagon's got ground penetrating radar looking through all your walls. The police departments are getting trucks now that look right through your walls and also blast you with high powered radiation and radio waves, sound waves. There's a bunch of different types of systems they have. That's in mainstream media today. They're just getting ready to tell the slaves about it. Again, they're reporting checkpoints all over the country. They're just going to continue to roll it out, roll it out, roll it out, and flaunt it in your face. Just Sunday, it happened again. 100-mile, 98-mile into the country checkpoint. I'm going to play that video later in audio here from what happened Sunday, because it integrates in with all this TSA checkpoint news that's in mainstream newspapers and TV stations. And they're like, we're going to search your vehicle. 98 miles into the U.S. And I said, this is a violation of my Fourth Amendment. And they said, the Supreme Court has ruled. And I said, the Supreme Court has ruled you can check immigration status. And the Supreme Court has also ruled black people aren't humans. So I don't want to hear it. But I said, you are here with a drug dog. And you know they haven't ruled you can have drug checkpoints. And they know that. They know it's illegal. They know it's official oppression and a civil rights violation. He says, I'm not looking for drugs. I'm looking for narcotics. So that's the first thing I want to get into today. But coming up, Union President testifies ICE. I have the C-SPAN clip. ICE headquarters ordered agents not to arrest illegals, including fugitives. You know, I'd say, I don't know, I haven't really ever counted it up, but I'd say about 40% of my crew here at the office is Hispanic. A bunch of them have told me that whenever they're driving through these checkpoints, 98, 100 miles inside the border, if they're Hispanic or look Hispanic, it's just come on through. Because they don't want the trouble of illegals. And this has actually come out in the news. They're there just to shake everybody down. And it's incredible. So this has nothing to do. They do some show arrest of illegals here and there at a meatpacking plant that isn't part of the inside group. Or they'll do a raid on a Walmart once and it came out, then give them green cards. That came out in the news again yesterday. CNS News had that. This is all coming out in Congress. And so they want to search my car. And I'm like, the Border Patrol's been caught in Fast and Furious, shipping drugs in, guns out, with the ATF, FBI, eight agencies total. So five other agencies on top of those three. And I said, the game's over, bud. I don't use your products. I'm not the government that brings the drugs in here. And you're not going to do this. Folks, they're getting ready under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. This is admitted. They're getting you used to government putting their hands on you. You've never been to jail. You're not a criminal. You get uppity about, a cop walking over and asking you questions at the shopping mall or wherever. You're like, why are you doing that? You're informed historically. You know that's what happens in third world countries and Soviet, Russia, places like that. They're just breaking the ice, getting you used to blood draws at checkpoints, federalization of police, the feds at checkpoints, the feds at proms now, the feds at the prom now. This is the type of stuff that's going on. This is right out of central casting of a corrupt, oppressive North Korean-style system. This is the social engineers 100% consciously. You know, they've announced every airport in the U.S., every major airport, will get naked body scanners. And now Austin's getting them next month. And they're saying everyone will be forced through them. The TSA said in the Chicago Tribune, they said, we will force everyone starting next year. So first it's opt out, embarrass you, grab on you, while the idiot TSA sits there frying themselves.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tim, Jeff, Robert, Keith, and many others that are patiently holding on this live Friday edition. But first, I want to get into treason. As you know, it has come out yet again in congressional testimony, and we covered this yesterday. The Associated Press carried it, so did CNS News. Napolitano testified DHS is authorizing illegal aliens to work in the U.S. They've been hired to build part of the border show fence. When they do raids on dairies and meatpacking plants, in every case, they hire them all on the spot and give them green cards. It's all for public consumption. Here's a headline. Union president testifies. ICE headquarters ordered agents not to arrest illegals, including fugitives. Now, we've heard the Border Patrol come out with this information for years. We've heard sheriffs come out where they'll arrest a truckload of 10, 15 illegals or more and be ordered to turn them loose. But then citizens get the book thrown at you and they want to search your car. It's all about using the excuse to invade your life. I'm not an enemy of the Border Patrol. Okay, I'm just upset over the fact that they're being used to do unconstitutional things. And we have that video clip coming up here in just a moment. But you add all of this together with an article like this one, and this is just coming out today. I see this stuff every day. But this is unprecedented because it's Janet Napolitano admitting it in testimony. And here's the issue. Federal law is still there. You aid and abet. In fact, when I was down in South Padre, I was talking to a business owner, and I actually looked it up, the story he told me about, where one of the owners of the sightseeing boats and dolphin watching and fishing boats, he owned a bunch of them, and he basically had bought up a lot of the town over decades running it. He got caught using one of his big boats to bring illegals into Houston, 100 miles north of there or so. And he got a year in prison, and they took all his boats and stuff. Well, that's just because he was a small fry. You see, violating that federal law was a felony. But they're saying because Obama is the president, he can violate federal laws. He can order citizens killed. Oh, but it's just Al-Qaeda. The precedent's now set. They say you're Al-Qaeda. The precedent's now set to set up checkpoints all over the country. In fact, I have those reports I'm going to get to here in a moment. But here's another report out of Fox News. Senators have drafted a bill to give visas to foreigners buying pricey homes. And I'm not so much even against that. If foreigners come with money, I mean, that's the issue. If people come here and get put on welfare, and then the Ford Foundation teaches them to hate America and to vote for gun control, I mean, you've got to keep the illegals out, or they're going to become the majority and vote to take all our liberties away. Don't you get it? That's why the mega corporations are for it. It's not just about driving down wages. That $500,000 isn't quite nearly enough. It should at least be $1 million. But that you guarantee that you're going to be able to get a job, got a job waiting for you, or that you're not going to ever seek welfare and sign a form, sign an agreement that if you're going to move here for 10 years, you don't get any free largesse. There's 310 million Americans. There's almost 7 billion people outside the country. The census is 7 million globally, but that was a couple of years ago, and it's not entirely accurate to estimate. It's more like 7,200,000,000. So there's 6.9 billion people that want to come here. Well, they won't want to come here very soon if they all get here. I mean, have you been to a real third world country, folks? All these people saying, oh, like Perry, let's give the lowest tuition that's taxpayer supported. 50% of it at least is paid for by taxpayers. Let's give in-state tuition, taxpayer subsidized to the illegals. You don't have a big heart if you don't. A big heart? Most people I know can't afford to send their kids to college who are citizens. Forget what color they are, but the illegals, they do. I mean, this is such a game how they use the big heart of the American people. Can you go to Mexico or Nicaragua or El Salvador or South Korea? Can you go anywhere and get free education or close to it? No, of course not. You get arrested. But I digress. This is the ridiculous mind game the globalists have pulled on us. Now, the good news is, despite all his claims of being a man of peace, because he's going to pull all the troops out when there's over 100,000 contractors and they're just renaming the troops as non. It's the same trick from 2 years ago. They're renaming the troops as non-military. They're still troops, but it's in a logistics support role. You didn't read the fine print, huh? More mind games. Just like they were going to be out of Afghanistan in 1 year, huh? 10 years later. Then you look at Obama's jobs bill, and it admittedly has a free trade deal that's one-sided to move jobs to Latin America and South Korea. That's the jobs bill. But wait, it gets worse. Let me find it here in my stack. I already read it earlier. I already read the headline earlier. Oh, boy. I can't even keep track of all this. Guys, pull up the headline. General Electric profits increased 57% for me. So I can read that off the screen and also show that to listeners out there. Point it out for people. Thank you, because I can't seem to find it here in my stack. There's just too much. The point is, General Electric runs the president's economic board, and they have publicly stated they're going to move their X-ray division overseas. General Motors, with billions of dollars it was given, over $5 billion total, moved plants to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. Your tax money paid to move it out of the country. But before we get to that, let's go ahead and play that clip from C-SPAN where the head of the union admits that ICE was ordered to let illegal aliens stay in the country, including criminals. Here's that clip.
When I last testified before the subcommittee on July 25th, 2011, I reported, among other things, that ICE enforcement removal officers and agents in the field alleged that unwritten directives from ICE headquarters had been issued nationwide ordering officers not to arrest aliens unless it was confirmed that the alien had received a prior conviction for a criminal offense. Aliens who could not be arrested included, but were not limited to, ICE fugitives who had been ordered deported by a federal immigration judge, as well as aliens who had illegally reentered the United States after deportation, a federal felony. ICE officers and agents also alleged that they were not permitted to arrest or even speak to confirmed or suspected illegal aliens encountered in the field during operations and were prohibited from running standard criminal records checks for wants and warrants.
Tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Show you video of this tomorrow. We don't have time today. I went down to investigate the border and what was happening there with the cartels and things. I spent a few days with my family with me there at a hotel in South Padre. And the red tide hit a couple days into it, and they thought, oh, it's no problem. The hotel told me, don't worry about it. But I noticed all the fish dying, and I couldn't breathe. I didn't know it was a neurotoxin. And then some of my kids got sick. So on our way back, I'm not feeling too good. My kids are sick in the back. I just want to get home. And 98 miles into the U.S., I never left the U.S., I pull up at the same Border Patrol checkpoint I was at 3 weeks ago. I wanted to go back down there and cover what was happening at the border. And I pull up, and the guy says, I'm going to direct you over here. I'm going to search your vehicle. They got drug dogs. He goes, I'm going to check your immigration status with a drug dog. And I go over, and I say, I know about the Border Patrol dealing drugs. You can pull it up. Just type Border Patrol caught bringing drugs in. Fast and Furious, Sinaloa Cartel, eight agencies involved in Homeland Security in allowing certain cartels to bring drugs in. They're told, let certain 18-wheelers through. And I'm not saying the individual who came to the RV was a drug dealer. No. I'm saying that this is an agency caught doing it. Over and over again. So they are the ones who should have people searching them. Not me and my family with all their license plate reading cameras that are 200 yards before you get there. They're already running your plates. You pull in there and you're guilty. You're bad. They're the official. They're the authority like Nazi Germany. You're going to be checked. And I told them, and I'm in it. I'm going to file suit on the next cop, the next checkpoint, the next garbage. The next TSA that tries to grab my genitals, I'm suing your butt. And you may beat the rap, but you're not beating the ride. It's time to recognize this stuff is going nationwide. This is a takedown. They're training you to literally be in a database when you go to a checkpoint they set up. They set up years ago the plan to have internal checkpoints at state borders, random checkpoints, highway checkpoints, and now they're doing it. This isn't just 98 miles in. This is in Tennessee with the feds out of their jurisdiction. This is so nightmarish. Now, this is unedited video except for the names of my children and things like that and video of my children who were involved, who've been cut out of the video. But here it is. Nazi Germany comes to America. And you're like, but they're just checking you. Why don't I check them? I mean, I got an article. In fact, let's show the other article before we go to this. Look at that. CNS News. Napolitano DHS authorizing illegal aliens to work in the U.S. You can see the clip right there. It's come out in Associated Press that illegal aliens built the border fence. Illegal aliens are openly allowed to come to the U.S. And I'm not against, by the way, the folks from Mexico coming in here wanting a job because the globals are employing their country. The point is, they're brought in to drive down wages. They're brought in by the big corporations to bust the unions and all the systems. But then the unions are bought off, so they promote open borders. Instead of folks staying in Mexico and causing an actual downfall of that corrupt system, the globalists use it as a steam valve to then bring down the U.S. See, it's all divide and conquer. It's very sophisticated geometry. That's why the average person who hasn't thought about it doesn't understand it. But again, I'm digressing. The point is, illegals, they've frozen all deportations of people from Mexico because it's political. Everybody else from Honduras, Nicaragua, China, you're gone. They had camps, by the way, down on the border filled. They had 5,000 with Salvadorans, El Salvadorans, just at that particular Bayview Detention Center. And I did an investigation of that while I was there on the radio that a lot of you watched. The point is, this is all going on. And so it's so asinine. Now watch the video. This is important. Because I know the Supreme Court's rule that 100 miles in, that's about a third of the country, all the way around the nation, you can pull up the maps of this. In fact, pull up a Constitution free zone for folks. Just type that in and you'll get the official maps. They are searching people, and I've talked to a lot of folks here in my office. In fact, a couple of the guys that work in the shipping and advertising department. And who happened to be Hispanic, and he says when you go through these things, and they they do a, I guess, stereotypical typecasting or whatever. They just wave you through because they don't want illegals. They don't want that. They're there to search vehicles. They're there to break the will of the American people. They're there to set the precedent. 100 miles into the country, around a third of our geographical mass, you were searched. This is absolute bull. Now, here's the key to all of this, because I know I'm ranting on and on before I get to the video. I tell them, I know the Supreme Court's ruled you can do this. Supreme Court also ruled black people weren't humans. So I don't, if they rule I can't own private property tomorrow, or I can't own guns, or that I got to turn my kids over to the state, I'm not following it. But they say the Supreme Court's rule we can verify citizenship. Yeah, they do these internal citizen checkpoints instead of at the border, where they wave everybody through. And then he says, I say, you're looking for drugs, I'm going to sue you. You want to violate my Fourth Amendment? He says, no, we're not. We're looking for narcotics. So he plays some little mind game with me. And they first swaggered over like a gang. And, you know, again, I had my camera on in my lap. I wasn't going to hold it up like last time when they said, turn your camera off, and I didn't. I said, Richard, you watch. He's like, this will be a piece of cake. And I said, no, it won't. Okay? They're going to want to pull us over. Richard went down there with me to help produce the show and driving the RV. And I kept the camera in my lap rolling, and when I got up and got in his face, I mean, this is the death of everything. And folks, a lot of you are saying, hey, we like the Border Patrol. They're protecting us. Baloney. This has nothing to do with our sovereignty. This is about the Fourth Amendment being killed. And again, I just showed you clips of Tennessee and other states where they're running checkpoints on the citizens with Homeland Security. This is about a total takeover and domestic checkpoints to travel in this country where you then just disappear. The government's already said they'll kill citizens without warrants. The government's already said they'll round people up. This is about total tyranny by the banksters imploding this country. So I'm not the enemy of these Border Patrol agents, but I've studied the facts and I know what's happening. Let's go ahead and go to the report.
I'm Alex Jones. We already shot a YouTube video. This isn't Fast and Furious. I don't deal narcotics like the Border Patrol and Obama and the ATF and all you guys. I just took my family to the beach again.
Okay.
All right, again, we exposed the unconstitutional internal checkpoints here. And here I was, wanted to go down and check out the border, go down and interview some people. I shot that from my hotel balcony before the red tide hit and made us all basically sick. The air was just full of that neurotoxin being released by the algae. It's being fed by all the fertilizer, artificial fertilizer pouring out through the rivers into the Gulf. And I pulled up to it and I knew what was coming. But I decided not to be provocative.
It's just amazing. Just to open everybody's cars up. These guys know I already made them a big star earlier. This is hilarious.
Again, right here, I'm not filming the drug dog, people opening their cars and then going in their cars. Because last time I did film that, and they said, turn your camera off, and I refused. I said, I'm just going to sit here and hold it in my lap just to prove to Richard, who was thinking, oh, no, let's just be nice and see what they do. It was a test. I sat there and was talking with the camera in my lap aimed at Richard down where they couldn't see it, and I was watching them search the people's cars. I was watching them pull them over and put the dog in their car.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24 4-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, we're back. It's InfoWars Nightly News. We're about to talk to our next guest on the economy. Then we've got another guest on who's kind of an apologist for the congenital liars of the establishment. But I wanted to just talk about the report we covered last night. $79 trillion of Bank of America derivatives that they're about to have American taxpayers try to pay for and then lecture us all day about our debts. It's just incredible. So it's very important to realize that it's the ultra-rich waging war against the middle class, trying to con basically people that aren't aware of it. So we're going to be talking about Herman Cain's 9999 plan. Where does that extra 9 come in? And with more on the economy and this vital election, we're joined by the CEO of Euro-Pacific Capital, Peter Schiff. He's written an excellent article today that InfoWars.com picked up, Business Insider, and many other sites. There's a hidden 9 in Herman Cain's 999 plan. Now, obviously, my criticism is we were always told by the fair taxers they would get rid of the income tax and bring in sales tax or VAT. Herman wants both, and those nines can become 15s, 20s, 30s, as they've done in Europe and England. But then there's also the FICA. They're not going to want to get rid of Social Security in there. They're going to keep 9999, but we'll find out the other hidden nine that Peter Schiff is talking about here today. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
So you've written this article, but break it down. Where is the hidden nine in Herman Cain's plan?
Well, the fourth nine is the 9% payroll tax that is imposed through what is purported to be a 9% corporate income tax. It isn't a 9% corporate income tax. It actually is a gross receipts tax. And embedded in that gross receipts tax is a 9% tax on payrolls. And the only way for businesses to recoup that payroll tax is through their workforce. Now, granted, that represents a reduction of the 15.3% payroll tax that is already in place, where half of it is paid directly by the worker and the other half is paid indirectly by the worker through reduced wages. But the problem is Herman Cain is claiming that he completely gets rid of the payroll tax, that it no longer exists. That's not true. It's still there. It's just not as high. But the problem is the way Herman is selling his plan to the average worker is that he's going to get a reduction in taxes because he's going to have no payroll taxes. And he's going to pay just a 9% income tax and a 9% sales tax. If that were really the case, then pretty much all working Americans would get a tax cut under the Herman Cain plan. Of course, if you retired and, you know, they're going to get a tax hike. But if you account for the fourth nine, that's not the case. That's a game changer. What the fourth nine means is that the majority of Americans under the 9999 plan are going to be paying 27% of their income in taxes, which is much higher than a lot of those people pay now. So the only way the plan works, the only way it's revenue neutral, is because you have big tax increases on the middle class and lower class to pay for tax cuts for higher income workers. Now, it is a pro-growth plan. We are going to get more economic growth out of this plan. We're going to get more jobs out of this plan because we're freeing up capital. We're treating capital a lot better. We're going to have more investments. We're going to have more savings. We're going to have more job creation. But we're going to have to pay for that by putting the bill on the middle class. Now, if we don't want to stick the middle class with a bill, then we need to cut government spending dramatically. You know, but the government wants to pretend that we can have a growing economy, all this government spending, and stick the bill on the rich. It ain't going to work. Because if we try to put the bill on the high-income earners, then we're not going to get the economic growth, and we're not going to get the jobs. We're just going to have a lot of government and a lot of unemployment.
Sure, Peter, let me interject here, because this is important. I saw the Economic Policy Journal criticize you, why Peter Schiff and Arthur Laffer are wrong about Herman Cain 999, and it's got classic class warfare garbage about you just don't want rich people taxed, but sales taxes, VAT taxes, from what I've researched, just basic economics, that always hits the poorest people. So this makes no sense.
Oh, yeah, and of course, the people that are hurt the most by taxes that discourage job creation are the people who are looking for jobs. So by keeping taxes high on the job creators, we're keeping a lot of people unemployed. They would be better to get a job and then pay some taxes than to be unemployed and pay no taxes. But, you know, Art Laffer is applauding the 999 plan because he doesn't know about the hidden nine. See, I have a difference of opinion. I figured out that there's a fourth nine. Art Laffer doesn't even know that yet. But the thing is, I'm in favor of moving towards a tax structure where people are taxed based on what they spend, not based on what they earn. Now, the standard liberal argument is, well, that's not fair because the rich people don't spend everything like the poor people. They save some of their money. Well, precisely. We want them to save their money because when they save their money, they're delaying gratification for themselves. They're postponing their consumption into the future. When they eventually spend, they'll pay the taxes. But in the meantime, the money is used to grow the economy. It provides capital for businesses.
Sure.
Either the individual who's earning the money uses it to grow his own business, or he loans it out either through the banking system or directly to some other entrepreneur. So why would we want to take money that was going to be used to grow the economy and send it to Washington where it's going to use it to undermine the economy?
All right, Peter, let me expand on that, because you know, I had read your excellent, there's a hidden nine in Herman Cain's plan today. I hadn't read this full article. Now I've actually had a chance, we were talking, to scan over it a bit. And they're actually criticizing you in this, but they're saying you're endorsing his 9999 plan. But I follow you closely. I hadn't seen you endorse Cain's 999 plan.
No, I haven't endorsed it, and I think it's a loser in the general election. If Cain gets the nomination with his 999 plan, it's going to come out that there's a fourth nine in there. And, you know, the public is going to reject it because they're not going to vote for higher taxes on themselves. But my whole point is it shows just how much of the tax burden the rich currently bear. I mean, if you're going to reduce the taxes on the upper income people so that it's the same as people that earn less money, you can't do that. So either you've got to massively cut government spending or you've got to raise taxes on the middle class in order to cut taxes on upper income.
But hold on, let me quantify this.
Taxes, we're not going to get growth.
Let me quantify this because I had a college student call me today and he said, you don't want to redistribute the wealth of 1%. You know, you're basically anti-American. But it wasn't reality-based. And so quantify that. You're explaining to people, if you cut the taxes on the rich, yeah, that would speed the economy up, but this plan actually increases it overall on the poor who aren't paying a lot of taxes right now, and that'll cause issues as well. That's what you're getting at, right?
But it's also increasing taxes on the middle class. Most people are going to get a tax hike under this plan. See, the real problem is government is too big. Government is too expensive. We have to cut government so that we don't have to raise taxes on anybody. In fact, if we cut enough government, we can lower taxes on everybody. But if we want all this government that we have now, it is very expensive, and we can't put the bill just on the rich because then the economy collapses. So if we want all this government, the truth is the middle class has got to pay for it. And people think that the rich are getting away with murder. Look, I'm paying about half my income in taxes right now. I don't know how much more I can take. Yeah, is it, you know, they're trying to pretend that the rich are paying less in taxes than their secretaries. That's nonsense. And not only are the rich paying higher rates than their secretaries, but in absolute numbers, I mean, think about Warren Buffett. They're saying he's paying less rate than his secretary. They're saying Warren Buffett is paying 17%. Yeah, but he's paying like $10 million a year. I mean, his secretary might be paying a higher rate, but maybe she's only paying $10,000 versus his $10 million. But it's also a lie because Warren Buffett is the biggest shareholder of Berkshire Hathaway. He doesn't even take a salary. He works for free. So his income is Berkshire's income, and Berkshire Hathaway is paying 35% income tax. That's Warren's money. He's paying his taxes through Berkshire Hathaway.
Sure.
So not only is he paying a lot more in taxes than his secretary, but he's paying a higher rate. And anybody who says otherwise, including Warren Buffett, is lying.
Well, let's expand on that. Here in Texas, we have a stealth income tax. That's the franchise tax. I pay taxes on all the equipment, everything, and a percentage on my profits. And, I mean, it's taxes on top of taxes. So let me ask you this question. Why, then, do we see the ultra-rich, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and others? I mean, I have my answer for it. Why do we see them promoting higher taxes?
Well, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, he actually benefits from the estate tax because a lot of businesses have to be sold because they can't survive the estate tax. And then Warren gets to buy them up on the cheap through Berkshire Hathaway. So he has an interest in breaking up a lot of these businesses, even though it's a destructive tax. On the income tax, I don't know. Maybe he just wants to be liked. You know, it's a lot easier to be liked if you adopt these liberal agenda. It's more difficult to have to explain to people why just taxing the rich is a bad deal.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.